Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
God, who at various times and in different ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds. As we think about the great things from God, one of the greatest is the revelation God has given to mankind. Where would we be today without the Word of God? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh, John 1, verses 1 through 4 and verse 14. That revelation that left heaven and came to earth is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Psalm 119:105. That revelation tells me what sin is and helps to prevent it in my life. The Bible says, "Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee." Psalm 119, verses 10 through 12. And it is that revelation that sets me free from sin. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That revelation is the very Word of God, the Bible itself, and it is true and perfect in every way. The Bible says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And friend, the great revelation lets me know with surety that I'm right with God. John said in 1 John 5, verses 13 through 16, "These things I've written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in His name." When I open the pages of the Bible, when I read its precepts, when I apply its principles, when I'm obedient to its commands, there's great joy and hope that comes from that, because it is the great revelation from God. Friend, have you given your life over to that great revelation? Have you humbly submitted yourself to the voice of God in Scripture? If not, you desperately need to read the Bible, obey its commands. It is that great revelation from heaven.
Be the glory. This is the gospel.